A lot of biblical commentators describe water as a symbol of chaos in the Bible. You know, right? Sometimes in the Bible, right from the start, if you look at Genesis, God, the first creation story, God separated the sea from the land. He brought order from chaos, and water is this deep, dark, chaotic thing at times. And God liberated the Israelites through the Red Sea waters, through the chaos, and the Egyptians became victim to that chaos as it crashed down on them. It was a very symbolic scene then, that Jesus comes in the dark, in the chaotic waters, walking above it, as if he has control over this chaos. It's a very telling scene of what he's about to do. He's revealing to his disciples that he has power over chaos, over deep, darkness of the world. And that's what he does on the cross. He liberates us from chaos, rebellion, the darkness, the deep, that troubles us the most, that only he can liberate us from. It's part of his role as Savior to restore order, to restore order in our lives. That's what the law does. The law gives us freedom and life and order and peace. And he intends to make that live in our hearts, to conquer the waters of darkness and chaos in our lives, in our hearts, so that he can be at peace in us, that we can have the Holy Spirit living and reigning in us, and that our hearts can be always at peace. So we ask for the Lord, as we meditate on this, and as the women have a reflection day, that the chaos in our lives can come to peace if there is chaos, and that we can remember that Jesus is the one who conquered chaos, darkness, and even death itself. Amen.